This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we're going to be talking about a big festival coming up. And, of course, that is the Clinton Fall Festival. And I'm happy to have on the program with me to tell us all about it, Doris Kemner. Doris, welcome back into the program. And, boy, this is going to be another big festival again this year.
This is going to be a huge one. We have lots and lots of vendors coming.
Tell us when the dates of the Clinton Fall Festival are going to be.
September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. On the 22nd and 23rd of this month, it's at 10 to 6. And on Sunday the 24th, it's from 10 till 5.
Okay. And it's, of course, one of the best festivals in Southeast Michigan, right there in downtown Clinton. So let's start off with what's going to be happening. Give some highlights of what will be happening on Friday then, Doris.
Okay, well, we've got lots of live entertainment on Friday. It's right there at the middle school, free of charge. And you can come and have a seat or bring your lawn chair, whatever you'd like to do, and watch the show. We'll have the Kids Zone going on. At East Franklin Street, we have the Inflatable Center, face painting. We have an animal and petting farm. Roscoe the Clown will be with us on Friday. Out at Tate Park on Friday, we will have hay rides from 11 until 2. And, of course, the carnival rides will be there and start off at 12 noon. And then new this year on Burton Street, which is right next to our Veterans Park, right downtown, we have a young artist booth and displays by young artists. They will be selling some of their artwork, and they're all children in either elementary school, junior high, or high school students. And also at that same tent, we will be having free pumpkin painting for the little kids. They can come and paint a pumpkin and take it home. We have our Lost Arts display, and that is going on all 3 days, of course. And this year we've got the Greyhound Rescue Society. We have beekeeping. Also have some honey for sale there. Basket makers, stained glass, felting, pottery, wood carvers, chair caning, and old-fashioned kettle corn. Now, the Lost Arts are found at the Smith-Kimball Community Center. Oh, and I did fail to tell you, the Kids Zone, that's going on all 3 days also.
Okay. All right.
We have about 225 arts and craft booths this year.
Wow.
Lots of wonderful artwork by artists, authors, photographers, cooks and bakers will have their baked goods, clothing designers, jewelry makers, woodworkers, painters, home decorations, barn treasures, candles and soaps, fudge, cookies, coats and handbags and crocheted items and, oh my goodness, so much more.
And you know,
Michigan Railroad, they will be on Saturday and Sunday giving train rides. You need to contact the Southern Michigan Railroad, which you can find on Facebook, and you need to schedule your train ride. There is a cost for that. They will tell you when you give them a call.
Okay, sounds good. Boy, there's lots going on all 3 days, and you got great gave some great highlights on Friday. What are some of the highlights that are going to be happening on Saturday then, Doris?
Well, again, all of the things that I've been telling you about, also tons of food. We've got more food trucks than ever here, so there's something for everybody as far as food goes. Animals and petting farm, we've got that here all 3 days. We have a classic car and truck show on Saturday, and that is in a parking lot on Tecumseh Road, just a few blocks south of where our festival begins, right across from the Solid Rock Church. And the car show starts at 9 a.m. runs until about 3:30, and registration is right there at the show. It is $20 per car.
Okay.
We have the used book sale and kids crafts going on at the Township Library from Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're having their book sale. There'll be rare and vintage books, Michigan books, art books, kids books, cookbooks, all kinds of books. And again, that starts on Thursday, the 21st of September, and runs through Saturday, the 23rd. And then the library will also have a kids' craft and adults' craft booth on the Smith-Kimball Community Grounds. That will be 10 to 6, both days of Friday and Saturday. So both children and adults can come out and do some crafts.
Hmm. That's that sounds
Saturday
really good.
And Sunday, the Clinton Fire Department will be giving tours from 1 to 3 each day. And, you know, a lot of the little kids love to come up and see the fire trucks.
Oh, sure. And some older kids, too.
Older kids, too. Yeah. And we have a wonderful silent auction. It benefits our scholarship fund here in Clinton. And that is Friday and Saturday from 10 to 6 at the Clinton Middle School. The entrance is right near the entertainment stage on the middle school grounds. And the pickup, if you are the lucky winner of one of those auction items, pickup is Sunday from 10 to 2.
Okay.
We have churches that are participating in our festival. The Clinton Baptist Church will be doing face painting and making balloon animals. That will be on the Smith-Kimball Community Center grounds. The Clinton United Methodist Church will have a booth at the festival in our downtown area. The Holy Trinity Romanian Orthodox Monastery on Tecumseh Road will be offering delicious Romanian food. The Solid Rock Church will have parking available at their lot at their church on Tecumseh Road. And the Clinton United Church of Christ, right in the heart of the festival, will be having sandwiches, homemade pretzels, and cookies for sale. And then on Sunday, there is an ecumenical church service that starts at 10 a.m., and it's on the middle school lawn on our entertainment stage, and lots of people like to come out for that ecumenical service. We have loads of things going on, tons of booths this year. We have, like I said, around 225 arts and craft booths. We have over 70 merchant booths. We have probably about 20 nonprofit booths and 30 food vendors that will be here. Our town is packed.
It's truly a community festival, isn't it, Doris?
It is. It takes the whole community to put this on, I'll tell you.
Yeah. And you
have so much going on.
Yeah. The one thing that we don't want to forget is to talk about the Grand Parade that's going to be held on Sunday, Doris.
The Grand Parade is wonderful. It starts at 2:30. I always encourage people to try to be in town by 1:30 to find your parking place and also to get your spot where you want to sit to watch the parade. As we do start closing some streets down that are on the parade route about 2 o'clock. So try to get in town by 1:30 at least. We do have bus shuttles on Saturday and Sunday. Those are free. They're from the Solid Rock Church, and they will take you at various points around the festival, drop you off where you want to be dropped off at, and then they'll be circling around all day during the festival on Saturday and Sunday and pick you back up and take you back to your car. We also, if you're parked on the south side of U.S. 12, just off of Tecumseh Road, we do have golf carts that do shuttling for free. We do encourage tips to help us pay for the golf carts. But, yeah, we have those running around picking people up and bringing them up to the heart of the festival.
Now, you really do encourage that, don't you, Doris, about not only the shuttles, but also to be able to use the services that you mentioned, because parking can be a little difficult, and not to discourage people, but, you know, that's a lot of people do come to the festival every single year, and it's good to be able to go in and use those shuttle services as well as those golf carts, right?
Exactly. Yes. And we enjoy shuttling people around. You know, it's wonderful to meet people, too, that way. And again, like I said, there's parking at the big lot out at the Solid Rock Church and also right across from that church. And the bus will bring you into town.
Okay. Now, the Solid Rock Church, that is on Tecumseh Clinton Road?
Tecumseh Clinton Road. Okay. And it's just at the village limits.
Okay. So, yeah. You know, what a great way to be able to enjoy the festival. You don't have to hunt for parking and you'll be able to get shuttled and have a good time at the same time, Doris.
That's correct.
Yeah. The thing is that at the Clinton Fall Festival, if you can't find something there that you like, whether it be any of the crafts or even food, then it just doesn't exist.
I would say that's a true statement, Dale.
Yeah, because there is just so much there to be able to take in. And you know, if you go on one day and you don't get everything covered, come back the next day, right, Doris?
That's right. We love that. There's also a handicap parking lot. It is right across from our village office on US 12, which is also known as East Michigan Ave when it's in town.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just east of the traffic light downtown on the right-hand side if you're going east. And it's a big building. There's some pillars there, and they have a parking lot. And that is designated handicap-only parking.
Excellent. That's another good point for us to bring up as well, because I know there will be a lot of people that would want to take advantage of that, Doris.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's also a parking lot across the street behind our village office, a large parking lot. And there's one on Church Street, a large parking lot. So if you're there early, you would probably be able to get a parking spot in the lots.
Again, this is the Clinton Fall Festival. The dates and times once again for the festival, Doris?
It'll be Friday and Saturday and Sunday, September 22nd, 23rd. 24th, Friday and Saturday from 10 to 6, and also on Sunday from 10 to 5. The carnival is out at Tate Park. Those rides start generally around noon, and they'll go, you know, until into the evening, as long as there's people there that are interested in riding. You know, they usually go till maybe around 10 o'clock at night.
Sounds good. Another great festival coming up with the Clinton Fall Festival. The 49th year for this. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, this would be our 50th, but one year we couldn't have it because of COVID. That was in 2020.
Right.
So next year is our 50th festival, and that's going to be a grand one, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Doris Kemner, thank you so much for being on the program with us and to remind us about the different things. Now, if they missed some of it or they want to review, can they find that information online?
They can if you go to our Facebook page, Clinton Fall Festival, and scroll down through the post. You'll find all kinds of information. And we sure hope everybody comes over to our beautiful, quaint village. And also stop downtown at some of our merchants and see what they have to offer. And don't forget to, you know, continue downtown all the way down to Burton Street. Lots of stuff going on downtown. So we hope everybody comes out and gets some of our Clinton hospitality.
Absolutely. Doris, the chairperson for the Clinton Fall Festival, thank you so much for being on the program. And again, much success on this year's Clinton Fall Festival.
Thank you so much.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.